This recording, Rhode Island 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma, Karma, what Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I went to Catholic school for a couple of years, St. Bartholomew, if I can pronounce that right. The nuns might get mad if I didn't pronounce it right, but they also called it St. Bart's, but it was known as St. Bartholomew at the time. And then when I was about 8 or 9, we moved to North Providence. Right now, I still live in North Providence, which I found out that a lot of people from the North Providence, Cranston, Johnston area tend to talk very similar to what I do. And it's actually interesting because actually the southern part of the state doesn't seem to have nowhere near as much the accent that like Johnston, Rhode Island, North Providence, Providence has. Because my brother lives down in Charlestown, and you don't really hear that type of, maybe because it's Hopkinton and it's Charahoe and it's Richmond, it's like more suburbs, but you definitely don't hear this. I'm not saying nobody, but no, even being on the bus today, and for whatever reason, it doesn't carry down that end. Now, it could be a different accent, because that's closer to Connecticut. You know what I mean? But it's definitely not the one that I think that I hear most people that, you know, speak similar to me. And now it seems I can't seem to, like, act and also talk at the same time because my mind's going a million miles an hour. So that's where I really wanted to address it because I really love Shakespeare specifically. So I want to be able to, you know, do that without, you know, sounding like, you know, whatever. And also for other roles too, not only for Shakespeare, but I truly, really love Shakespeare. I think I could just do Shakespeare the rest of my life and be happy. There's just something about it. When I pick up Shakespeare, I know sometimes it's maybe a little bit confusing sometimes, but it's like gold. When you finally like get it and click it, it's like, oh my God, like how the hell did he say that and put that so beautifully? I mean, if it's just like talking about how gorgeous, say, Juliet is, how she says how boundless her love is for Romeo. You know, anything else, and I know there's other great writers too, but anything else just seems to pale in comparison.